Hello, welcome to the Lean on Plants podcast. My name is Chelsea, and if you are struggling to lose weight on a plant-based diet, then this podcast is for you. While there are thousands of books, podcasts, and resources about the benefits of a plant-based diet, the reality is that being vegan does not guarantee losing weight. If you are feeling frustrated and confused about where to start, or you know exactly what you should be doing, but you just can't seem to rustle up enough willpower to do it, then keep listening. In this podcast, you'll learn the truth about plant-based weight loss, but just as importantly, how to use proven methods of behavioral change to turn what you know into lifelong habits that lead to getting and staying lean. Can't wait to get started. Let's do this. So I'd love to hear from you, Joanna. Tell me a little bit about your dieting history and how much weight you've lost.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just start by saying, like, I was born and raised in Texas. My parents are immigrants from Hong Kong. So for as long as I can remember, I always knew that something was off, like that I wasn't skinny.
Mm.
So I grew up in the 80s. And when I look back at pictures of when I was a child, I think I kind of vacillated between being average and being chubby. But when I think back to when I was a child, I mean, I don't have to go into like all the examples or whatever, but I was definitely teased for being fat. I had like the church ladies come up and pinch my arms at potlucks and ask if my mommy had put me on a diet. Like, I was a child. And for sure, like the culture that I was brought up in, there was a lot of value in being thin. And so I watched, my father was always very, very skinny. But my mom, you know, always told me stories about, oh, you know, when I first got married, I was like 100 pounds. And she's like about the same height as I am, you know, it's like, I was 100 pounds. And then when I got pregnant with you, I was like 180 pounds. And so like, that was like a terrible thing. Right. So it's like, you begin to create this belief system that like, there's a lot of value in being less weight and that I couldn't do certain things. Like I had kids who were just like, you can't, like, I thought I couldn't do sports. I thought I couldn't dance. I thought I couldn't do certain things because of the way I looked and how heavy I was. So lots of dieting, so many diets, lots of research, lots of reading, all the diets.
How old were you when you started your first diet?
I was a child. I mean, like, I still remember my mom hand making and of course, she's just thinking of what, you know, I love my mom and I think she did an awesome job raising me, but it was just like, she was getting all this feedback as well. And then whatever she believed and all that. Right. And, I remember her hand making a chart where there were index cards and there were colors. And I was supposed to eat like 5 green cards, which was like the vegetables. And then like the pink cards were fruit. And then so they were color coded of like the portions that I was allowed to have.
Mm, wow.
And if I ran out of cards, then I wasn't allowed to eat anymore. Like that's the first one that I remember. And I was probably like 7 or 8.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, so definitely it was, and I have notebooks, like I've always kind of written on the side. I don't have like a huge journaling habit anymore, but I did for many, many years of my life. And I've got like a big box of, you know, I just have like post-its and notebooks, and it's like kind of interesting to go back and look at your own history, you know? And like, I'll just randomly see, and like, it'll be like a school notebook. And then all of a sudden there's like date, my weight, what I ate. I was always tracking. I was always like, I did kind of settle on sort of like, you could call it like a set point, if you will, of a weight that I felt okay at. I wasn't happy with it. I wanted to be thinner, but like, if I ever went above it, about 4 or 5 pounds, I always wanted a new diet, you know, I always wanted a new diet. And then like the few times that I've surpassed that. And of course, then when I had a big weight gain of about 60 pounds after having 2 kids, I remember, like, because I had kind of a hard birth with my firstborn, And so I had like third degree tears. I was, you know, I was like, oh, hormones. And, you know, like I pushed for several hours. So there was like a lot of tearing. There was like all those things. Okay.
Yeah.
And then breastfeeding wasn't easy, but I'll tell you what I cried about. I cried about because I thought that my body would go back to the way that in my mind's eye, I saw myself as that size. And I didn't see that. Every time I looked at the mirror, I was like in shock. And that's what I didn't cry about like being in pain or like the bleeding or like, you know, all the other things that should have been what I was like concerned about. I was most upset about that it didn't match like what I looked like and then what I would actually see myself as in reality.
How did that affect like how you viewed motherhood?
I was upset. I felt for a long time, because then after that, I was just like, okay. And then everyone was like, oh, you have a boy, you know? And then I had another boy. I was like, oh, you're a mother of boys. Like they're so active. You're going to be like chasing them. And there was sort of like this hope and this assumption that I would quickly, you know, go back to the weight that I was. And that didn't happen. I think I did lose down to, I didn't go all the way back. But I did lose some weight in between babies and was feeling like okay-ish. But it's like the timing of like when I got pregnant, it was always after the holidays. So I always started heavier than usual, then would get pregnant, gain a lot of weight, and felt very out of control. Like I kept even saying, like, oh, I'm going to have this amazing mindset. This next baby, like, is just going to eat me. I'm just not going to eat anything. And I'm going to like, let it eat me. You know, and then I'll be fine. I'm not going to gain a lot of weight again. And I did. So it was just like, it just kept piling on. And so I was very, I don't want to say I was resentful, but I just like felt at some point that in order to cope, I had to accept that maybe I would never. And like the doctors were telling me that too. It was like most women, you know, end up hanging on to about 15 or 20 pounds more than usually are, you know, so you should expect that. You know, of course I was told like Weight Watchers is really helpful. I remember my doctors when I was pregnant and went over the weight that they wanted me to be. I remember one telling me like, you should eat like Hollywood actors and actresses, like just steamed meat and like boiled vegetables.
Whoa. Yeah.
I mean, I changed doctors from that one, but
just, oh my goodness.
Just, there was a lot of that like in my mind and feeling quite in like the depths of despair, honestly.
Yeah.
When I kind of had a really gung-ho, I think I was doing like Whole 30 and I was going to CrossFit. I was waking up at 5 a.m. and in some ways it felt good because I was like taking care of myself.
Yeah.
But like a tremendous effort, right? And I remember being like tearful when we were having sort of like that first, like I think when you join CrossFit, it's like really intense, right? And so then they give you sort of like a inner course, like that's 3 hours long. And they ask like, oh, why are you here? You know, and it's just like, I don't recognize myself. Like, the main thing was just like, I'm trying to find myself again. Like, yeah. I don't know who I am, you know?
Yeah. Because how old were your kids at that stage?
They were little. Like, oh, so that was the CrossFit phase. Because that was only like maybe like one season. That I went. I like went
Everyone
on vacation.
Everyone has to go through like that CrossFit phase where it's like do the CrossFit thing and then you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. People get injured and move on.
It like really advocates like eating paleo basically.
They do, yeah.
So I was doing paleo and embraced everything paleo and everything Whole30 and was like doing the CrossFit. And my son was, let's see, he still had that doggy. So I think he was like 1.5 probably. 1 to 1.5 was when I was like, it was a summer after, and his birthday's in September. So it was the summer following year that I was like really trying, you know?
So like, it's not like you were, I mean, obviously this is just a perception that people have. Mm-hmm. This is so much a stigma about being overweight, but it's not like you were sitting on the couch eating donuts. You had two little kids, you're going to CrossFit, you're getting up really early, like you're doing paleo. You're doing the things.
Yes. So I think for a period, and this is, I know, similar to your experience where you felt like you had to do, I felt like I had to do something extreme because what we did in the past wouldn't work anymore. You know, like I think I tried doing the, oh, I'll just be mindful. I'll like portion control. I think I did, I had about 4 years when I went to grad school And I gained some weight. I was in the 160s, I think, and feeling really terrible and just gross. And I think once I started, you know, I was just like single and working, hang out with my friends, and I just portion controlled. So portion controlled and went to the gym, and that seemed to work okay. And I lost the weight at that time. And so I tried that, that didn't work. I tried more extreme things, that didn't work. And so then at some point I was just like, I don't know, it's not working for me. I'm just gonna, you know, and I was just in this mindset of like, this is me right now. I'm gonna love me the way I am right now and try to accept it and be okay with it. And like, and I guess I'm just gonna be like in survival mode, because I was definitely not doing okay. I was very depressed.
Yeah. Like that's such a frustrating place to be in. I've talked to quite a few mums, and I think this is a common feeling of like, you have your babies and your body drastically changes. And if you gain weight and then you're told, oh, you're breastfeeding, you'll burn calories from breastfeeding, or just embrace your body, or all of these different things. And you feel like you're a milk machine or like a maid anyway. And you love it, but you hate it. And there's so many good things, and you know you should feel grateful. And it's such a messy time anyway. And then you put in there not knowing who you are anymore because of just not feeling yourself. Like that's, I feel like that can rob so much from what motherhood is meant to be.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I remember I didn't really want pictures of myself. Mm-hmm. I have just a handful of pictures from that
time. I'm the same. Do you wish you took more now?
I do, just because I mean, that's definitely something that I would say to people who are starting out or who decide to start out, if they haven't yet, is document.
Go ahead, take pictures.
I know you don't like the way that you look right now, but just like, just do it, because then once it starts to change, it's so great to see, you know, the comparison.
So if we fast forward, I mean, you've done so many diets, you've done so many things. If we fast forward to a year ago, where were you? What was your weight like? What were your habits like? How were you feeling?
Yes. So I should mention that I actually joined Lean with Plants at the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. And I was at the time when it was, I think, some sort of package of 3 months or something like that. And then you would like evaluate. And I think I lost like a handful of pounds, and I really embraced like the course and the podcast episodes. I don't think I listened to the podcast before I joined. And so it was all very new to me. It was all very exciting, but I had just moved across the country. And I think I was still just not in a good headspace. And I, coming from the way I was, which like my hobby was food, like so I think that was always what made me just question, like, is this really what I have to do, and am I going to be okay with it? Like every diet felt so restricting, and I loved food. I loved everything there is about food, like trying restaurants, trying new recipes. I had like that kind of kitchen where, you know, like I have 3 sets of measuring spoons and measuring cups. Just all the things, you know, like I, and so then to cut out entire food groups, like, you know, and then everything seems so confusing too. It was just like, this diet is like, don't eat any carbs, but eat lots of meat and fat. And, you know, it's like, then this other diet is like, don't have any meat. And so it was just like, I was so confused, and it felt so restrictive. And so then a lot of the times that's what would make me give up, and I was like, this isn't sustainable. There would always be like one chapter right at the end of the book, or like the plan where it's like, and this is how you sustain, and I was just like, it's not possible. The moment I stopped, like, they were like, well, then you can gradually start introducing blah blah or blah blah, and then you're magically like supposed to suddenly have all this self-control, or for 1 month you like didn't eat whatever, you know, like. So last summer, basically, I was, I had gone on a couple of trips. I had taken a break because I think I was just like, I was scared. I think I was just scared. I was not in headspace. I was not ready for that kind of change. And I think it's important that at some point you really have that informed decision within yourself.
Yeah.
That change needs to happen. Like something has to happen. I can't continue like this. And that point for me was last August. So I had come back from traveling to NorCal, which is where we were. That's where I ended up getting married and raising my babies and all that kind of stuff. We were there for a period of time. And that's where we moved from. So we were going back and visiting, eating all our favorite things, having all the boba. I was surprised that my husband was this. We were there for 10 days, Chelsea. And he had a list of like, there were like seven, like there were so like, it was like all the ramen. All I was like, you know, we're only going to be there 10 days. We would need to go get boba like at every meal, including breakfast. Like you're going to be able to make your list, like your bucket list of this.
That's so funny though. This is what I found is like people who love boba love it so much. I have a couple of friends like that and they will search out the places in new cities. I was this a couple of weeks ago I went on a little trip with a couple like friend of ours couple friend and we have this mutual friend who loves boba and so we were getting boba in this on our trip. Sent a picture of it to this mutual friend. So like, hey, look, this is what we got. She sent a picture back. She was at a boba place getting boba. So it is a real thing.
It's a thing, yeah. And like Northern California has a lot of good food, like amazing food. Austin has good food too. I'm a little north of Austin, so I guess it's a little safer, but
you're in like the vegan food meccas, I feel. I think, like Austin and California.
So anywho, I was doing that and I remember feeling just like sick of eating. Like we ate so much good food that I was afraid of it. So in a way, it was a good place to be because I then came back and I can't remember which podcast episode it was, but I came across something from your content somewhere where you were either talking a little bit about the program again, or you were saying something about like, aren't you tired? Like, aren't you done? Like, do you feel done? Like, do you just not, are you sick of dieting? Like, or do you want this to be the last time you ever need to worry about losing weight? Because then you're just gonna, you know? And so I think at that point was when I finally went like, yes, like,
I got goosebumps. I got chills when you said that.
I am done with yo-yo dieting. No more like up and down. I want it to be sustainable for real. I want it to be my life. I want to find out how I need to eat, how I want to eat. And I want to stay that way. Like no restricting. And like, and it was still kind of like scary, a little bit scary. Yeah. I think also just coming from that history of like, and the whole perfectionist thing too, like, and just what I am, it felt scary. Like, I think, you know, like at that point coming into Lean with Plants, it's not that whole food plant-based was like totally new to me. I was always very, I can't say like a lot of our, you know, the members who have been like vegan for a long time or whole food plant-based for like years and years, like that wasn't me. But I did always lean into veggies and loving that. And always very curious about it. And I did a lot of reading. I read like How Not to Die, How Not to Diet. I read Eat to Live. And I think I tried it on my own for like a week. I did the like no salt, no oil. Like, and you know, because I was almost 200 pounds, I think I lost 10 pounds in like a week eating like just super, super like perfectly and then realized I couldn't sustain it and was like, can't do it. Like that was kind of like my first, you know, trying of like whole food plant-based. And so
And I can totally understand that being scary to try something new because I felt the same way. It was I didn't have any evidence that a new diet was going to give me anything different. It was just I have to do something. I have to try something different because what I'm doing is not working.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Was there anything in, or what was it, I should say, that got you curious that maybe this was the thing that you were like, maybe this is the thing that is going to be it for life? Was there anything that gave you that piece of hope?
Yes. So I think once I joined at that point, what was different for me this next time was realizing that I think at that point, we were talking a lot in pod meetings and talking a lot in the program about the first tiny step. I know we call it tiny step, but I think for me, what it really was the first, because the kind of perfectionist that I am, and I'll probably talk about this like later at some point, the book besides Atomic Habits that like was life-changing to me this past year was this book called The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control.
Wow.
And Catherine Morgan Scaffler, she kind of came out with this, like these five types. And the type that I most align with is called the procrastinating perfectionist, because you're like paralyzed to even begin. All you can imagine is like, you just keep planning and you keep wishing and you keep thinking.
I feel very called out right now.
Like you are arranging all of it and it's like perfect in your mind, but then it's like, you can't start. And I think it's really just that, like, go, you know, like that, like, what's the first step? Right. And so that was so helpful to me. That was really practical. And of course, at that point, I'd listened to like all the episodes of Lean With Plants, you know, podcast, like multiple times over. Everything about behavioral change and changing your habits and how it's really the systems, you know, and the identity and that whole thinking is what it was. It really, really is what it was that was attractive, that what made it practical, made it manageable, made it doable, and has ultimately made it sustainable. Because like now I've lost, it's so crazy to me to say to people, it's like I've lost 30 pounds.
That's like amazing. That's awesome. Yeah.
And it's not even just that. I think what is crazy to me too is like the comments that I get now, because like, you know, yes, of course, like a few close friends and family know like all the ins and outs of what it is that I'm doing that have gotten. Because it was like Lean With Plants. Plus, I think the other thing was like, you know, I joined the gym that I'm still in right now. Like, this is the longest I've ever consistently gone to like one place and ended up really loving everything that I do there and on and on and on. But yeah, they don't say things like, oh my gosh, you lost so much weight. The first thing that people notice if they haven't seen me in a while is like, you look strong. Like you look like, what is it that you've been doing? You know, like, and in some ways I feel like there's a lot of people who haven't even said anything to me. And I want to say it's because like, I look like me, like I don't, oh, look, I'm like skinny now. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm who Joanna's supposed to be, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, 30 pounds in a year is phenomenal. And I know for you, it's not just that number. There's so much that more that goes into that. How are you feeling about continuing on in your journey? How are you feeling about how sustainable this is feeling? Like, tell me a little bit about what your mindset is around this being a lifestyle, which you didn't have with your other diets.
Oh my gosh, no. So I think what ended up creeping in always was like, because I think I always used food as a reward and like what I would do, like, to reward myself if I was stressed, if I was tired, if I felt like today was a really hard day. Yeah. So now I'm going to get a coffee and a cookie, like coffee and a cookie every day. I pick up my kids from school and it's like 100 degrees. Like I get to go to Starbucks. Like, that was very typical, you know? And like, I think, what was hard and what was not sustainable before was just not, like that. It wasn't about it being your life. It was following rules. It was following how I'm supposed to eat, or, this is the meal. I could never, oh my gosh, all those meal plans that are in books, I cannot just me do.
You know, it's so funny because people constantly ask me for like meal plans and I'm like, I won't do it, because how often have you seen this work? Like, if you're asking me for a meal plan, it's evidence that it doesn't work, because it would have worked if you'd have done it.
Absolutely. So I think, yeah. And that was new for me. I was just like, okay, there's a framework and there's like, right? Like, here's like a look of how like your plate proportions should be. But what I really love about Lean With Plants is this is your life. Like, this is your life. This is what, like, you want, like, this is how you want to live. This is the person that you want to be. So you've got to go and figure it out. Mm. And I don't think I mentioned at the beginning, like, my profession is, like, in music education. So I'm, like, a violin teacher. And the method I teach is the Suzuki method, and actually has a lot of correlation to what we do in Lean with Plants, which is, like, breaking things down in really tiny steps so that, like, anybody can do it. Anybody can learn music. That's sort of like, that was like Suzuki's vision. And so, I mean, that was not new to me, but I think really figuring out, like, okay, this is my life and there's only so much that I can predict and be controlling of, but what is always going to be there, like with the systems that help me carry out my daily life, like that is what has really been just like the secret that unlocks it all.
Yeah.
I think what I've also realized, because, you know, I am doing a lot, I've done a lot of like inner work and like have had ups and downs with like my mental health, you know, coming out of, it was right before the pandemic, actually. I was just the sickest, like in just the lowest and worst place. And I remember thinking, my husband and I, we went to see a counselor together because I didn't feel like there was anything particularly wrong, but I felt like we were doing best we could and it wasn't enough. Like I literally despaired. Like I used that word. Like she was like, oh, why are you here? And I was like, well, I feel like most days like that I don't want to get out of bed and that I'm full of despair. And she was like, that's like very strong language. Like,
yeah, wow,
to be despairing of like your life, you know. That was when I like went on medication and, you know, we were moving towards improving my health, like, and taking care of myself in many, many layers, you know, coming out of that pandemic hit. And it was just like, I remember during the pandemic also just being in like really terrible physical health. I was diagnosed with like severe sleep apnea. I had high blood pressure. I had just like all the things. And actually today it's kind of a big deal. Like I'm finally in the process of like lowering my meds, which I've been for like quite a number of years now. And like recently got blood work. I no longer am pre-diabetic.
Congrats.
Blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure. And at this point, like, I think I'm just so in it. I love also listening. I go back and like the plant powered people, ladies. Mm. I love because they bring in like all different kinds of people. Like, let's talk about how whole food plant-based is awesome for your heart. Let's talk about how it's health. Let's talk about how it's awesome, like for Alzheimer's, or like, and I'm helping like my own family members. Like my mom, I've had to tell her, I was like, look, I showed you the picture like of like what I'm doing, but like you can't share it with your friends, okay? Now I'm telling everybody's like, my daughter's lost 30 pounds and I lost this much, and her, you know, it's like it's, and like, you know, my sister is like trying to do it, my friend's trying, anyway, it's just, it's crazy because it is like, I really feel like this is what I do now. And I want to know all about it. I want to know all its benefits, like not even just the weight loss for it, but that it is just the healthiest thing to be, like,
yeah,
you know.
And like, there's so much in that. And I really want to do a bit of a deep dive into the specifics of what's changed, your mindsets, your habits, your behaviors, your systems. But before we do that, I just wanted to read something out. This is something that you sent to me.
Uh-huh.
And you said, I came in looking to lose weight, but it's not even about that anymore. Maybe it's about how to grow a lifestyle who you couldn't even imagine who you could be in a year. It's not even about the weight. It's about the goals and what I value. And you said, it's so crazy to me to compare how I feel and how I am today and who I am today. Like, who are you today?
I am today. I'm someone who, like, I remember my very first post where it was sort of like a, why are you here? I was like, I want to be like pain-free, you know? Oh, that was another thing. I was struggling with sciatica and like nerves and like whatever, like herniated discs and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of what got me started in like the whole Pilates thing. But I have energy. Like I'm surprised, like, especially in the last week or so when, you know, cause I think that they're, oh gosh, now I want to read something.
Yeah, like, please do.
But, Yeah, it says sustainable change unfolds on such a granular level, so microscopically for so long. And when you're in the middle of the change, you don't realize how much you're changing. Inevitably, there are moments of discouragement when you don't think you're changing at all. And then a single visible moment stacked upon thousands of invisible ones bursts through. And I think all of a sudden, like in the last weeks or so, it's happening. Like there are these things. I was up early the other day and I was like, okay, like, yeah, sure. It's like a bit of a drive to like do dishes, right? And it's like, it's 6:15 a.m. But then I checked with myself and I was like, but I'm fine. I feel good. Mm. Like I feel rested. I had enough sleep, you know? I was like, if I have time, I'm going to go walk. And it's like been just absolutely terrible to walk in this weather currently. It's been like 5 degrees Fahrenheit for weeks in Central Texas. But like, I'm still going to the gym. I'm active. I'm like, I'm really a busy mom, but I'm still making time to like go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. When dance is in session, I am dancing. Like I'm dancing. Wow. All the time. It's like, I never thought I could when I was younger. Mm. You know, I'm able to bike, I bike, I swim, I hike, I roller skate, I play with my dog, I play with my kids, I have the energy for it, like everything, like I love the variety at my gym, I do Pilates, I do bar, I row, I do hate the bike, but I'm getting better at it, you know, I strength train, so it's like these sort of, yeah, and every so often I like look over and I was like, look at that, was like, look at that line, I was like, what are these muscles?
Baby, the baby muscles coming through. I love that.
Like, are muscles supposed to feel like this? Like, I used to think that if an area on your body was hard, it was because it was a knot. But like, apparently muscle feels really different from fat.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Oh my goodness. So it's crazy. Yeah. So I'll have these moments now. I'm just like, what? It's amazing. Yeah. And I feel like how I look on the inside, I think, you know, circling back to what I was saying in the beginning, like, I think I take so many, you know, I hope people in the group don't think I'm like narcissistic, but it's like, I take so many pictures because I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm just in disbelief. Like, yeah, I probably have at least like 20 pictures of myself in the mirror in my closet, like in different outfits or in my workout clothes or that way, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what? And I'm not even like, if you're considering like the goal that I initially set out for myself, I'm supposedly only halfway. Like I cannot even imagine, like if I were to actually go that far, like what does that even look like? I don't even know. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what that end part is anymore. I'm just like, I have goals now. It's like, okay, I wonder if I'll ever be like completely free of pain. Like maybe, you know, where like my back doesn't hurt still like once a week or whatever, you know, it's like, I wonder if like this flab on my stomach's ever going to go away. Like, am I going to like lose the fat here? You know, like, will I ever be able to do like certain things, you know, in the gym? Like
the crazy part to me is like how much you seem like you've become you in that process, and that those things, like, yeah, they're still your goals. And yeah, it's like, I want to do that. But even more than that, you have a system that you can maintain. So getting there is no longer an impossibility. It's more of a like a curiosity where you are on that path. You are on that trajectory to get to those goals. You're just like, oh my gosh, I've never been this close before. Like, what's that going to feel like? What's it going to look like?
No, I really don't. Because I remember, I think whenever I was in coaching for, I wasn't quite done with my 6 weeks. It was that call, right? Where I was like, what do you think about if you went on for a year? And then you were kind of calculating like, Joanna, this is how much weight you've lost so far. And we're already noticing. I mean, even at that time, because I, for Thanksgiving, I joined coaching a few weeks before, and that was already crazy for me. Mm. And I'll talk about something like that I think is something that people should keep in mind is like, you know, that start date, it's like, whatever, just start.
Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving, that's like my favorite holiday because it's all about food. And it's like, I love Thanksgiving food. I love all the Thanksgiving food. And I was just kind of like, I don't know if I want to join coaching. But then I was just like, no, that will be the best time to start. Talk to my coach. I'll figure out how I'm going to travel, how I'm going to eat while I'm traveling. and all that stuff. And that was like the best decision. I remember even at that point, like, and my friend, she was just like, because I went and stayed with a really good friend of mine in a hotel, and we were doing crazy stuff. I was like on my GPS on my phone, riding bikes to like the White House,
that.
National Gallery, so cool. And museums and stuff. And there was just like, I don't know. And I went on like one of those electric scooters for the first time. Like my friend like fell off and she's like, oh, you're doing well. Okay. Like, just, it's made me so brave, like in a way knew that I was like, I don't care. I really don't care anymore. Like, I think especially the dancing has helped. Like, I don't care how people see me. I'm just like, it's made me almost kind of like, it's brought out sort of a sassy side to me that is funny. And, you know, that I was always kind of like, what is it? Wallflower, you know, mm-hmm. Like, live back in the shadows. I never wanted to stand out or be noticeable. You know, I was always like unassuming and
quiet. It changes you. Like, this is something that still shocks me to this day. When you lose weight, and it's not even just about the weight, like that's just the result. But when you build habits where you start to do hard things consistently and you build confidence in yourself, that you build that evidence that when I say I'm going to go to the gym, I do. And I keep going, even on my worst days. When I'm going to do X, I do it. When I fail, I pick myself up. Like, what that does to your confidence, what that does to your ability to be brave, it changes everything. And so there's a part of me that's like, oh, it's like weight loss. It's not such a big deal. Like, it's like a little part of your life. But, you know, I think about like what you've achieved and what's opening up to you because of these habits that you've built, like things that have changed for me and people like Keisha and Cassie and all of these people that have had these phenomenal results, and their lives are drastically different because of it, like night and day.
It's wild. Yeah, totally.
It sounds to me like, I mean, things have drastically changed for you, obviously. What I'd love to do is bridge that gap a little bit, because you've developed all these habits and discipline and systems over the past year. And one of the things that you said to me was that it's like reflecting on how that progress has felt really slow, or how those changes have kind of been slow. And you were talking about some key things that have helped you to make those changes.
Totally. So I think it's funny, sort of an overarching thing that I've been reflecting on a lot since I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary since I rejoined, is how like just really ordinary and like nothing it feels like from day to day.
Yeah.
But that do those ordinary, not spectacular things every day. And say like boring and mundane in some ways, but for sure, like, you know, I think one of the really basic ones was like when I would go, huh, like, why did I go and do that crazy thing of like, you know, eating all the chips, or why did I eat all my kids' snacks in the car? Oh, because it was in the car. Or like a lot of the times I was like, I was hungry because I didn't have anything. So it's like, so now I always have easy to grab food. I always bring food. I have 3 Systema brand, I think they're called snack cubes. And like, it's so funny, I don't think I even really noticed about Systema until I met, like, found your contents, like, and I realized it's like from New Zealand. Like, I know like these certain brands now that are like New Zealand made or New Zealand origin. They're great. I love them. So I have 3 of them. I bought 1 from Amazon and then I thrifted 2 others. So like whenever I see it, I just get another one, because that's what I like pack every single day. I mean, the process of cleaning up my home environment has actually been really slow, because like my little, I'm like valuing convenience over, I guess, an ultra clean environment was what I needed, I think. And it's getting close. Like, it was supposed to be my big summer project this summer, was to like really get all the processed snacks out of the house, and we're close. Like, I think all I have left now is like popcorn, some crackers, but I've been slowly trying to like build different systems for my family that we can all eat. And I know that I'm also moving my children closer to, like, you know, because there's this guilt, like, I'm eating super good now, like, like super healthy, super good. And then I feel like guilty, like warming them up like a hot dog, for example, or like chicken nuggets, or like getting a burger for my husband when, you know, I mean, of course, there's still some resistance there, right? So I'm trying to build a family. But that's been slow, and that's really evolved. Like, I looked at my Costco cart today, and it was like 95% vegetables.
That's awesome.
Like $100 on vegetables.
So when you, Joanna, when you say like cleaning up your environment, because I was reading a post where this has been a really key thing for you. What does that mean, and what does that look like? If someone's never heard that term before, what is cleaning up your environment?
Okay, so your environment is wherever you are. So I think what I've realized after many, many fails and mistakes is like just knowing myself. So like I can have ice cream in the house and that's not going to bother me. My family gets donuts every Sunday before we go to church, like on the way. And I'm like not even fazed. I have my oats and my coffee. But if there is kettle corn in the house, it will be eaten almost exclusively by me. And then I've noted to myself, like, kettle corn must not ever enter the house right now while I'm doing this work, you know? And once upon a time, I could easily just like, and that was what I actually did. Like, it would be pickup time and I would just be triggered. Like, it's like, okay, I'm getting in the car and I need my apple, but I also had a bag of popcorn, a bag of Sun Chips, some kind of bar, you know, and it was like endless. Like once I started eating it, it was just like, just keep giving it to me. Like I couldn't stop, you know? And so I realized at some point, I was just like, I have to say no. I just have to say no. And I can't have it near me. So that's my, like wherever I am and whatever, like that. So for me, that's like the main places are like the car,
right?
My house, you know, wherever I'm going, that's like on a regular basis every week. And I kind of, you know, brought those to what I wanted to be every day. You know, like I go pretty far for one of my son's activities on Mondays. That's starting up again. And I'm like, not even worried about it anymore. It used to be like a time where I like literally gave up. I was just like, I'm so tired. Wow. Driving all the way downtown. It's like, we will order takeout. And like, I would try to go to like the healthiest place, but it was like, I didn't even consider an alternative until at some point I was like, wait, but like, could I bring my own food? let's try it. Like, yeah. Let's see. Hard, and it wasn't that hard. And like as I continued trying to do it, and yeah. And like, okay, so I don't really eat, you know, the carrots at the time. Now I eat like all the raw veggies, but like at the time I was like, okay, don't really like carrots, don't really like snap peas, so I'll pack the tomatoes and I'll pack, you know, my roasted sweet potatoes and ate it like that. And then it was just like trying again and again, figuring it out.
I love that you touched on environment, because so many people, and I'm sure you experienced this as well, because I know that I did, they constantly feel like they're failing because their systems are set up for them to fail. They're doing diets where they go hungry. They're not bringing food with them when they leave the house. They've got cookies and chips in the pantry and no produce cooked up or nothing ready to eat. And then they constantly just feel like, why can't I do this?
Right.
Whereas when we shift our environment and we understand that environment shapes behavior, we can go, okay, how can I modify this so that it sets me up for success? And how can I put barriers between myself and these behaviors I want to cut out?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I feel like it should be just like required reading. Everyone should read James Clear's Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
Every day, at least maybe 5 to 10 times a day.
It's like the Lean of Plants Bible.
Obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. I have it printed in my office and I should just like have more printouts of it, but it's like in my mind. Like anytime I'm just kind of like, I come up against something that gives me some resistance, I'm like, okay, how can I? You know, today, for example, my son had, he's going into second grade and he had a play date at a park, with some of his other friends, like just to have a meetup before school starts next week. And I knew there was going to be donuts. Like the hosting mom was like, and there will be good donuts and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not even tempted by donuts, but just in case, I brought my coffee and my bowl of oats, like, and a big giant water bottle, like, with me. And like, the boy, I was just like eating that while.
Nice.
Yeah, like just do that, and then it'll be fine. You know,
just make it easier. Make it easier for yourself, not harder. Before we move on, because we've got a few other things that I really want to pick your brains on, talk to me a little bit, because we've talked about the physical environment. Talk to me about how having accountability and a coach has been for your internal environment, because that's a huge barrier to not doing these behaviors when you know someone else has got your, like, they're looking in as well. Talk to me a little bit about that.
For sure. So, okay, like, quite honestly, when I first started, it felt really terrible. Just like, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, yeah, I was just like, I would do it. I was like, I took all the pictures, I would do the things. And like, I think Keisha knows now, like, my style is, she's like, if she sees like a lot of words in the little description box under a picture, it probably means like, I didn't even want to take a picture of like other things that I was eating. So you can just read about it here. But, you know, I would put it in there. And it's like, and yes, like, even now, you know, just being able to track that data, have someone look at that with you, like, okay, how about we can like try this, or we can, I've noticed this, you know, like, that's even just made me someone that is like going through my days with more of that view, you know, okay, let's figure this out like together. And like, and for sure, I mean, like, I, knowing that I'm going to have a weekly review, knowing that I'm going to have like, you know, that checklist has been like so super helpful, you know, and knowing that she'll see, like, so I was just like, you know, like, I didn't get my 10K steps check, you know, I didn't get that check. Like, and then there's like just some things too, where you have to realize, like, I appreciated what you said at the live today, when you were saying like, you know, oh, you know, this walking, I was like, why don't I just skateboard to the gym? You know? And like, I think I've had to do that sometimes, because yes, that framework is there and it's super helpful to have a list, but ultimately then you have to sort of decide, should I stay up 30 minutes later and miss my bedtime that I said I was going to do, go to bed on time, or get my 10K steps because I'm 9,100 steps away, you know, like, or like 8,800 steps. Should I try to go eat more broccoli at 10 p.m.? Like, it's not about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is really helpful to be like, you know what? If I do walk or move or eat my vegetables, put that first, start my day early enough, because I worked early enough to feel rested and thus be able to start my day, so that then by the end of the day, I have done my steps.
Yeah.
Like, it's right. And then knowing that someone's going to check that for you, it just adds a whole other level, you know, to help with your to move forward.
Yeah. Like, I always talk about this on the podcast, but I'm everyone that I see that is being uber successful in their life has a level of accountability, be that they put it out online, I'm releasing X product on X day, or that they have a coach or they have a mentor that they have to show up to calls for or meet at the gym or whatever it is, getting or putting yourself in what is called a commitment device, an almost like a trap, where you, in your best moments, you're like, I'm going to do this, and then you trap yourself into that. It sounds really terrible, but it really, really works. And what we don't realize is that almost everything we do consistently in our lives has some kind of commitment trap or device. The fact that we all show up to work, show up to meetings, get our kids to school on time is because there is a social trap or a social negative effect. There is some kind of terrible consequence if we don't do those things. So therefore we do them.
Right. Yeah. There's a late cancel fee. If you cancel within 8 hours at my gym, like, you have to pay another like $10 or something like that. That has saved me so many times where I was like in turmoil, like, I really don't want to go. And I sometimes try to cancel and I was like, darn it. Like, there was one time I missed it by 5 minutes.
I bet you, like, never missed it again.
No, and I didn't. Yeah, I didn't do it. Like, I missed it by 5 minutes. And then I was like, I have to go. Like, I had signed up for this like really hard class like at 6 a.m. And I was like, oh no, like, I really don't want to. And I was like, but I missed the deadline to cancel without getting charged.
Yeah.
So I gotta go to that class now.
No, for sure. And like, this kind of brings me to something else I wanted to ask you about. So a lot of this commitment device and kind of social pressures that we put on ourselves actually is really, really positive. A lot of that has to do with being in a community of like-minded people or being around people who are doing the things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk me through a little bit of how you use that, how you found that being in Lean of Plants, and how community impacts your behavior and has impacted your progress?
Oh, yeah. Okay, totally. So I think I just really embraced, it must be in the course, and you've said it many times before, where it was just like, engage in the group.
Mm.
Like, actually, I wasn't even on Facebook before I joined. So I only have like 3 or 4 groups, and that's the only, and like, you know, sometimes I sell or buy on like Facebook Marketplace. That's the only reason why I'm on Facebook. And it's so funny to me now, because I'm sure I have at least 100, if not 200, like Facebook posts just on Lean with Plants, the membership. Yeah. And it's somehow become really helpful for me. I think it was Cassie was still coaching here. And she told me at some point, okay, Joanna, I want like for accountability, like, I think people really like your posts and you just need to post every day. She's like, I want you to post every day for accountability. And just think of it as like, you're a blogger, but you should put all your blog posts on the Facebook group. And so I ran with that. And now I have people who are like, oh, I'm really going to miss your posts. Like if they're finishing up their like 6 weeks or whatever, or they're just like, why don't you have like more stuff? And I was like, but I kind of don't. Like I do have like an Instagram that's devoted to like my journey. And I have been trying to like post a little bit more. But I've really gotten into the habit of out how I'm doing in the group. So that's been big for me. Of course, the pod meetings were really big for me, but really being open and being on, like checking in a lot, commenting on other people. Like it's funny because I'm hoping at some point maybe I'll be able to meet up with like the Texas local, you know, Lean with Plants members, or like I know I missed you by like a little bit the last time you were here. And was so bummed out. Like I'm sure I'll be able to see you in some future.
Yeah.
Back to America. But it's like we don't even need that though. Like, I mean, that would be wonderful. But it has been so helpful to, and that's what everybody says every time we're asking that final question. They say like, oh, it's just been being able to know we're all going through the same thing. We're all going through this.
Because it can be such a lonely journey. I think this is the thing I've realized in any endeavor that you set out to go against the flow, whether that is lose weight, veganism, homeschool your kids, start a business. Like, there are so many things, just even taking up any kind of space in the world. And if you don't have people who are doing the same, if you can't see that that's possible, it's very lonely and it's very demotivating.
Totally. Like I think that when there have been weeks where I had a harder time and my thought is, I don't want to share that. I want to, Instagram things. Like I want, you know, people, I want to show like the good stuff. Like I want to show the happy stuff. But it's most helpful when you show when you're having a hard time and when you reach out and you are somewhat vulnerable and you say, hey, you know what? Like, I just can't figure this out. Or I'm just so sick of it. I feel like I can't figure this piece out. And I mean, the community is wonderful. They're so like, I don't know how it's happened. they come. They're all so, everyone is, all the ladies, I do think there is something to it being like ladies only. Dating would be if there was, anyway, we love you males, but have your own group somewhere else. Like you just are different, like at a different level, like with things like that. So I think it's helpful that it's like women raising up other women, you know, lifting each other, encouraging each other.
It's so much of it is just about becoming empowered. And that's one of the things I've noticed in you over the past year through your amazing posts is someone who is taking so much ownership for their routines, their behaviors, their systems, and then also their failures. So tell me a little bit about what have been some of the key routines and the key systems that you've created in order to lose these 30 pounds and then become this person that really feels like you again.
Yes. So surprisingly, because I know my, it was my sister who was just like, didn't you say that you were going to do Pilates? Like, you just need to go find your, she's like, look here. Like at the time, because that first year that I moved, we moved four times. Like we were in an apartment, we were at my mom's house, then we were at a rental house, and then we were finally at our house. And so it was a lot. And I finally did. I was just like, okay, yes, I did say, you know, I was kind of trying to, I had been in physical therapy for like the sciatica. And I think maybe my therapist or my counselor that I was going to see with my husband had recommended Pilates helping a lot with like back pain, things like that. It's like, all right. So I started off, but I was like, I kind of flubbed around for a while and trying to do the thing. But when I started going consistently, and I joined probably just a week or so after I rejoined New Plans last August, that was huge. And I think I remember even saying, I was just like, I don't belong here. Like, this is way too hard. I'm not fit enough. I'm not at a level of fitness that I can even be at this gym. I think I vented, like I wrote a venting post, and you responded to me and you're like, remember, Joanna, like, work smarter, not harder. Like, I think I was just like, everyone is gorgeous. Everyone is thin and muscular. And like, I do not look like I belong. Like, I can't do this. Like, and you said something along those lines where it was just like, okay, let's like try to see this from another angle. Like, you know, cause I was like, I just need to suck it up. I think that was what I just need to suck it up and do it. And then you gave me food for thought to come at it a different way. And I think the next time that I went to the gym, I like looked around. I think that's another thing. It's just like opening your eyes to see a different way, like reframing, I think is really helpful when you are used to talking to yourself a certain way.
And
I looked around and I realized like everyone was like this, like everyone was having a hard time because that hard. Like, it's really great. And it's also hard. It's going to be hard every time, you know? And so now it's like, I know that, I expect that. And it's not easy for anybody. And I think I've come to realize too, it's like, just because you look a certain way doesn't mean that you're like in the perfect health.
Yeah, this is very true.
Long thing that I had to like work out. But anyway, so that came into my life for the first time, like ever. And it's day. Like, I hope to go to that gym until I die. Like, I just love it so much. And I'll be very sad if I have to move, because I just want to go there forever, you know, that. And then like, I think slowly getting brave enough to like dance. And then regarding the food and like what I do from day to day, I think I posted it just to like have it like worked out and organized in my brain today. But it was like, okay, I found that it really helps me to wake up early. And I do have my puppy to thank for kind of jumpstarting that, which does then mean I have to figure out how to go to bed early. And that's happening. I do a thing where I say, put the robots to work. So anything that's behind the scenes while I'm doing other things, like I look and see, like, cause I am someone who I can get really easily overwhelmed. And we can like talk about that later about all the things that I am, but I can just get so like, what do I even do? There's like so much to be done. And like, as a mom, right? Like there are 100 things that you're never going to get to today. Right. And so I know like when I wake up early, I take care of the dog, and like, because she's not really taking long walks yet or anything like that in the phase of her training, that's quick. And she's known now, like, now I like put you in your crate and you're good, you take a little nap or whatever. And like, I go and I kind of like clean the kitchen. I immediately start like my coffee and like my oatmeal, and I have stations for that in my kitchen, so it's visible and easy and obvious.
Okay. So do you, with your oatmeal, so oatmeal's like would that be a normal thing for you to eat?
I have eaten it like all year. I think
it's, I had all the oatmeal
once or twice. Once or twice. like oats every single morning. And then
can we dive into this a tiny, tiny second? Because I was reading something of yours and you were talking about like, I think it was embracing boredom and routine, and you've changed your mindset around this because you are definitely a foodie.
Yes.
Walk me through this. How has Joanna the foodie created that kind of routine where you're okay eating a similar thing every morning?
Oh gosh. So I think I am the kind of person who's okay with eating types of food but I think something about like doing it over and over again just always made me feel like I was winning in the morning. I was like, I win if I eat, right? And like, and my oats have evolved. At this point, I'll tell you what my perfect bowl of oatmeal is. My perfect bowl of oatmeal is I get like most of the times, I like to do it every day. So like I sometimes feel like a change and I'll do something slightly different. Like I will make a set of like 4 or 5 portions of overnight oats, or I will do like kisha and like make a big pot of like steel cut instant pot oats with like cauliflower in it. But now I think there is a ritual. There's like something about the ritual of I may change this where I have prep for it the night before now that school's about to start. I think that's what I used to do. But I really liked this summer every morning, like doing the dog, coming in, and then like I immediately get that started. Like I get my oat, measure it. I like get my water, I measure it. I put my little like pinch of iodized salt. And then I pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes. While that's going, I fill up my water. I get my little K-pod and I make my coffee. It has to be in a thermos because we all know as moms, like never get hot coffee unless it's either like in a thermos or like it will just, I can like reheat it 20 times, but yeah, like I get it hot unless I do that.
Do you have any kind of like meal prepping or starch prepping routine?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. So like that's one of my robots is either the Instant Pot or the steamer. Like I will probably use either the toaster oven or the steamer or the Instant Pot to make potatoes. Sometimes depending on what's going on, I might even do it every day or every other day, because I think just the habit, maintaining the habit, or again, it's sort of like a ritual or like a routine, you know. I just know if I have potatoes, I feel successful. I feel like because it's so satisfying, and because I can even just like eat a gold or a sweet potato cold, I need a bag of it so that I can always grab it. And like that's the other thing. Always have easy to grab vegetables. And if I don't, if I have something like peppers or cucumbers, then I'll take 5 minutes every day to chop a thing.
Wow.
So just to have the habit, because like even prepping knows that I'm like, I'm taking care of myself, you know? So I prep a thing, I fill my to-go box, even if I know I'm going to be at home, I just prep it.
Okay. Is that something that you grab if you leave the house?
Yes, but I also just have it because sometimes it's my lunch even at home. Like I just always have a pretty, and then yeah, and I guess that's the other thing with the boredom is like sometimes I'll do, because plants are so colorful. So I'll do a thing where I'll do a monochromatic box and everything's green or everything's yellow or everything's orange or everything's pink and red and purple, or I'll do a rainbow sometimes. Like I've got these, I thrifted these big bowls. Like I say I upgraded to sun hat size. I heard you say that to somebody at some point.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. And so it's like this huge, I have 2 huge bowls now. And then I'll just like go around the bowl, like filling it with like, this is red, then it's orange, then it's yellow, then it's green. And like, you know, and so like that's sort of a way that I'm like, it's the same, right? It's the same. Yeah. I mean, it's the same veggies, but it's just like being presented a different way. And that's kind of like makes it fun and exciting.
Yeah.
I have my main water bottle, but I honestly have a water bottle wherever I am. So like the main one fits into my car in a special like adaptable cup holder. But I also have a big water bottle next to my bed in my room, which my children are always stealing. And so I've been telling my husband we need like a Berkey or some sort of water dispenser. we three drink quite a lot of water. I'm happy that my children have really good water drinking habits, that they also have multiple water bottles.
The thing that's standing out to me, Jo, is that your systems are very consistent. And it doesn't surprise me at all, because everyone that I talk to who is super consistent, who is seeing amazing results, have those similar systems. They eat at similar times. They have foods that they have normally for breakfast. They have starches prepped up, potatoes or rice in their fridge all the time. They bring food with them. And it's no surprise, because if you are to do those things, you're much more likely to build those habits and routines. Yeah. I'd love to hear from you. Is there any, like, as you were building this, so if we think back, say, 9 months ago, or when you first started this, were there any mantras or mindsets that you used to help you to build that kind of routine, even when you didn't want to?
Like I said before, it's like the crippling paralysis of being like the kind of perfectionist that I am, where I felt like I couldn't start, or like that I was scared of making mistakes. I think I had to really realize, like, okay, this is a process. And like, my older son, who is very much similar to me, where he equates like not being able to do something well with being bad. We talk a lot about, no, this is new. This is new for you. We're figuring this out. How can we figure this out? I'm bad. And I make him repeat me. Like, I was just like, say it, like, say, it's like, this is new to me. We are figuring this out. And I was like, it's like, you know, he practices his cello, and it can be a struggle when he's approaching something new. And I tell him, I say, we've never looked at this before, or you forgot it, practiced it in 2 weeks. And so this is what it's supposed to happen. Right. But so now, instead of like always thinking, oh my gosh, I have so much to do, I always ask myself every day, like, what can I do to add value to my day? That's something that I say. Of course, the easy, obvious, attractive, satisfying from James Clear is just like, every day, like, let's figure this out. And I think also too, it's just like, I'm not going to pretend that I don't still feel times where I'm hard on myself, or that I don't struggle, or that I don't get disappointed, but I'm just like, all right, I'm like, I'll sit in that for like a minute. And then I'm just like, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? Okay. Let's go eat a broccoli stalk. Like, you know, a lot of the times it's just like, if I've made some kind of food choice that I wasn't unhappy, like that I was unhappy with, it's like, all right, let's go eat a potato. Let's just eat one. And that's
get back into routine. Just get back into it. Yeah. I'd love to hear from you, because I know there'll be so many people who resonate with your story of so many dieting since a very young age, feeling like a failure, feeling like they don't know whether they can keep doing like the restrictive diet thing, or whether they even want it enough, because it just feels too hard. For anyone who's at the start of their journey, what is your advice to them? What would you say to them to help them get started? What do you wish you knew at that time that you could impart to your past self?
Right. I think I already said it earlier, but for sure, it's start right now. That's like, I think the other one I've said it before too, like in a video or something, to be open. You need to be open for a different way, something you haven't done before, because I don't think this is anything a lot of people have done before, and it's certainly not anything I've done before, especially approaching weight loss. Because there's no end date. You are going to keep doing the thing again and again and again, because this is your life, you know? I think it's helpful to at least once a week, especially like knowing if you are in a similar life phase as I am, like a mom with little kids or something like that, to take some time for yourself at least once a week. I think Cassie helped me with this as well. Like, I would go to a coffee shop, or even sometimes I just go somewhere where I can feel peaceful and calm, and I ask myself, what? Like, what do you want? Like, and just kind of like remember again what it is that you're working towards. And then every day is sort of like, what can I do today that's going to be the best for me today with the energy that I have. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot more helpful to think about how much energy I have versus how much time I have. I'm never going to have enough time. I'm never going to have enough time, but I can figure out like what my battery percentage is for a day. And I can kind of figure out what's the best I can do and what's like the minimum that I should do, yeah, like to make moving to my values for that day, you know? But honestly, you know, the one thing is like, take a step. And I feel like that first step is to read Atomic Habits or yeah, listen to 2020 Lean with Plants podcast episodes. It's kind of the same.
One final question. What would you say to anyone who is considering joining Lean with Plants program and on the fence?
Oh, I would just say yes. I came in at a time when there was quite a lot of change happening, and I just said yes every step of the way. And it's the best decision I've ever made. because then my life changed, and I'm me again now, just a year later. I feel like when you think of it in the 1 year, right? People are always just like, oh, like your kids are little and you're feeling like hard, but it's like then they're going to be off to college, right? It's like, what's 1 year? What's going to happen if you say yes versus if you say no? Like, what if I said no? Can you imagine? I can't.
We wouldn't be here.
I mean, like, I tell that to my, like, anyone that I've talked to who's just like, well, like, I just really want to, like, lose 20 pounds in 1 month, you know? And I was like, but then, you know, then you're going to not do the thing, right? You're going to burn out, and then you're going to gain it back. And then I was like, but I've been plodding along and like not doing perfectly and like messing up. And then I've kept it, and here I am, and I'm still going, you know? Yeah. So just take a step, start, say yes. And right now.
I love that. And I feel like that's such a beautiful place to end this. And it's been such a privilege to watch you metamorphose over the past year, because you truly have changed so much in that time, in your, like, in your confidence, in your habits. Like, it's one thing to see it in yourself. I think it's a totally different experience to see someone change who you're observing from afar. And I'm so flipping proud of you. Like, huge congrats. And I'm so excited to see you go from strength to strength. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. You have no idea. But anyway, yeah. Thank you. It's just what you've put out in the world. I like don't even have words. Yeah. I'm so grateful to be here. And thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been amazing. An honor.
Thank you. Awesome.